I was looking at the stack of research for today, and I kept coming back to this one phrase in the auto content documentation, content saturation. It's usually a marketing term, right? But when you apply it to the education sector, wow, it hits different.
It really does. Because we usually think of schools as these physical places, noisy hallways, lockers slamming, the cafeteria. But there is a digital version of that chaos happening right alongside it.
Exactly. It's a flood. Circulars, lesson plans, safety protocols, marketing for admissions, alumni updates. I mean, a modern school generates as much data as a mid-sized company. But here's the thing that struck me in the reading. The problem isn't that the information doesn't exist.
No, the information is definitely there. The problem is the packaging.
Right. The source calls it a lack of production capacity. Just because a school has the data doesn't mean they have the engine to make it interesting. It's the difference between handing a student a, I don't know, a dusty encyclopedia and showing them a documentary.
And that is the friction point we are unpacking today. We're looking at two very different technologies that, well, on paper, they shouldn't necessarily talk to each other. But when they do, it solves that specific headache.
So let's introduce the players. On one side of the ring, we have eSchool ERP, and looking at their site, eSchoolAir.com ERP is doing a lot of heavy lifting in that name. This isn't just a grade book.
Not at all. Think of eSchool ERP as the skeleton. It's the infrastructure. It handles everything: biometrics for attendance, GPS routes for the buses, fee collection, library management. It's all the nuts and bolts that keep the institution standing.
And then on the other side, we have the auto content API. This acts as the muscle. It claims to be a content transformation engine. It can turn raw text into podcasts, videos, quizzes, just instantly. It's positioning itself as the enterprise alternative to tools like Notebook LM.
So the mission for this deep dive is to see what happens when you connect that muscle to that skeleton. Because right now, most schools have a very strong skeleton, but they are kind of paralyzed when it comes to communication.
Okay, let's start with that skeleton. I went through the documentation for eSchool ERP, and honestly, the scope is just, it's overwhelming. They list over 200 modules.
It's designed to be a unified school management system. And the key word there is unified. In the old days, you'd have one software for the accountant, a different one for the librarian.
And a spreadsheet for the bus driver.
Exactly. eSchool ERP brings that all under one roof.
I saw that. It covers the administrative heavy lifting like admission management that's totally paperless, payment gateways for fees. But it's not just back office stuff, right? There's a heavy academic component.
That's the LMS, or Learning Management System. It has a K-12 content library and a course creator. The whole idea is that you can manage the student's learning journey just as closely as you manage their tuition payments.
Okay, so here's the setup and the problem. You have this incredibly robust system. You have a module for content upload. You have a website for school module. The shelves are built, they are sturdy, but who is putting the books on the shelves?
That is the bottleneck. The eSchool ERP source material mentions that teachers can upload videos and documents, but let's be real.
When does a math teacher have time to edit a video?
Never. They're busy grading,
Yeah.
planning, managing a classroom.
Not gonna happen.
Exactly. So that course creator module often just sits there, filled with dry PDFs and text blocks. It becomes this digital graveyard of information that nobody wants to visit.
And this is where the auto content API source identifies the production bottleneck. In the traditional model, if a school wants a high-quality video for their website or an audio summary for a lesson, they need
A video team. An
okay.
audio engineer, things schools just do not have the budgets for.
So the content stays static.
Right.
Enter the API. We plug the auto content API into the eSchool ERP, and suddenly we aren't just uploading files, we are transforming them. The source makes a big deal about being an API-first solution. For our non-technical listeners, can we clarify what that actually means here?
Sure. API first just means the software is designed to talk to other software automatically without a human clicking buttons. So instead of teacher recording a podcast, they upload a text file to eSchool ERP, and the API works in the background to generate the audio and then send it back.
And the output here isn't just like a robot reading a script. The source calls it a two-host podcast format.
This is the audio revolution applied to the classroom. Imagine that history teacher with the dense 10-page PDF about the French Revolution. In the old world, the student has to read it, period. In the new world, the API ingests that PDF and restructures it into a dialogue, banter, questions, answers between two AI hosts.
Kind of like what we're doing right now.
Precisely. It mimics a radio show.
And why is that better? Is it just a gimmick?
It's about mental availability. The source argues that dialogue is more bingeable than a monologue or a text block. But more importantly, it fits into the student's life. You can't read a PDF while walking the dog or riding the bus, but you can listen to a deep dive.
That's a cool image. It turns the eSchool ERP from a database into a streaming platform. But there's another angle in the auto content source that I thought was even more impactful. Accessibility.
Oh, this is huge. The API supports over 50 languages.
So walk me through the use case here.
Okay, let's say you have a school with a large population of ESL students, or maybe parents who don't speak the local language fluently. Usually they're just left out of the loop.
Or they get a Google Translate text that barely makes any sense.
Right. With this integration, the school can upload a lesson or a newsletter in English, and the system instantly generates audio versions in Spanish, Hindi, Mandarin, you name it. You aren't just offering the content, you're offering it in a way that actually reaches the learner.
You mentioned parents there. I feel like parents are the unsung victims of school communication. I get so many emails from my kids' schools, and I'll be honest, I skim them.
Everyone does. The Communication Manager module in eSchool ERP sends out alerts, SMS, emails about fees, holidays, but it's just so easy to tune out text.
So how does the API fix that?
Imagine a weekly school update podcast. The API takes those 5 different emails sent throughout the week, it synthesizes them into a 3-minute audio briefing, and sends it out on Friday afternoon.
Here's what happened this week, and here's what you need to sign for next week.
Exactly. You listen to it on the drive home,
yeah.
It just reduces friction. And technically, it's seamless. The API creates the MP3, adds the tags, generates the cover art, and feeds it directly back into the ERP app on the parent's phone.
That is the dream. Okay, but we've talked audio. Let's talk about what the kids are actually glued to. Video. The auto content source had a stat that honestly scared me a little. Video is projected to be 82% of internet traffic.
And specifically, vertical short form video.
Mm-hmm.
TikToks, Reels. That is the native language of the modern student.
So eSchool ERP provides a website for school module, but a website without video in, well, today is basically invisible. How does a school compete there without hiring a film crew?
This is where the explainer video engine comes in.
Mm-hmm.
The API can crawl a URL, say the About Us page on the school website, and it'll generate a 60 to 90 second video.
And these are faceless videos.
Yes. It uses stock footage, AI avatars, motion graphics, and kinetic typography.
Right.
You don't need to drag a terrified vice principal in front of a camera and force them to, you know, act.
Which is a win for everyone involved.
Absolutely. But the real value here is for admissions. A parent lands on the school's site. Instead of reading a wall of text about why choose us, they can watch a crisp, professional video.
And the source mentioned something about SEO dwell time.
Right. Google measures how long people stay on a web page. If they watch a video, they stay longer. The source notes that a page with video is 53 times more likely to rank on page 1 of Google.
53 times. That is a massive advantage for a private school trying to attract new students.
It's the difference between being found and being invisible.
But let's play devil's advocate for a second. Video is expensive. Professional production can cost thousands of dollars.
And that's the cost arbitrage. A traditional promo video is easily $3,000. The API operates on a credit model. To generate that same video might cost, what, roughly 400 credits?
Which translates to what in real money?
On their business plan.
About €4.
€4 versus $3,000.
Exactly. And that allows the school to create a video for every single club, every department, every event. They can market aggressively without a marketing budget.
Wow. They can use the shorts endpoint to take those podcasts we mentioned, clip them, and turn them into vertical videos for social media.
It creates an entire ecosystem. You aren't just a school anymore. You're a media company.
Okay, I love the marketing angle, but I want to pivot back to the classroom. We talked about teachers being overworked. How does this help them beyond just making cool content? Because making content is great, but grading is the real time killer.
This is where the synergy gets really interesting. eSchool ERP has a quiz builder and an assignment manager. Great tools, but they're empty shells. Someone has to write the questions.
And writing good quiz questions is way harder than it looks. It is. The Auto Content API has a deep research endpoint. And this isn't just a chatbot guessing answers. It uses agents to browse the live web citing sources like the Financial Times, SEC.gov, scientific journals.
So a teacher could say, give me a lesson plan on the impact of AI on the economy in 2025. And it's getting real current data.
Real data, not outdated textbook info. But here is the technical kicker. The API outputs structured data.
Explain that for us.
It doesn't just give you a paragraph of text. It can generate a JSON file.
And JSON is just a format computers use to talk to each other.
Exactly. It's just a structured list. So the API generates, say, a 20-question multiple-choice quiz in this JSON format. Because eSchool ERP is the skeleton, it can import that file directly into the quiz builder.
So wait, the teacher inputs a topic, the API generates the podcast for the students to listen to, and it generates the quiz to check if they listened, and then loads it all into the LMS.
It closes the loop. It aligns perfectly with eSchool ERP's promise to save hours on prep. You are automating the assessment creation as well as the learning material.
That is a superpower. Okay, now, I want to touch on something that feels a bit sci-fi. Voice cloning. The Auto Content Source talks about the CEO paradox.
Right. Everyone wants to hear from the leader, but the leader has no time. In a school, the principal is the CEO.
So how does this play out? Because my first reaction is that a cloned voice feels impersonal.
Think of it this way. The principal records their voice once, maybe reading a few paragraphs.
Mm-hmm.
The system analyzes it and creates a clone that the source says is natural, steady, and believable.
Okay.
Now imagine it's a student's birthday. In a school of 1,000 kids, the principal cannot physically call every student. But with the clone, the system can generate a personalized message. Happy birthday, Sarah. Have a great day in fifth grade.
So it's better to have a cloned message than no message at all.
It's about presence.
Mm.
It allows the administration to be present in the students' lives in a way that just isn't physically possible otherwise.
It scales intimacy.
Exactly. And it links back to that idea of personalized learning. By having this engine, you can offer the same content in text, audio, and video. You are respecting that some students learn by reading, some by listening. You aren't forcing one format on everyone because that's all we had time to make.
Okay, this all sounds incredible, but I can hear the school administrators listening to this and thinking, we are educators, not software engineers. How hard is this to actually set up?
That's the valid fear. But the Auto Content API source is very specific about this. It integrates with no-code platforms like Make.com and Zapier.
So no coding required. You don't need a dev team.
For many workflows, no. You just create a recipe or a trigger. For example, when a new blog post is published on the eSchool ERP website,
that's the trigger.
Automatically send the text to the Auto Content API, create a podcast episode, and send the MP3 back. It's a logic flow. If this, then that.
And I saw there's a WordPress plugin, too.
Yep. Since many school websites run on WordPress, the plugin can automate the posting of these assets. It just happens in the background.
And what about cost? Schools run on really tight budgets. We talked about the video cost, but how does the pricing model work generally?
They use a credit model. You have plans ranging from amateur to high volume. And this is crucial for schools because, well, schools are seasonal businesses.
Right. August and September are crazy. June is crazy. July, dead quiet.
Exactly. You don't want to pay for a massive subscription in July. With credits, you can scale up your plan during admission season or exam season when you need to generate tons of study guides and then scale it way down during the summer break.
That flexibility is key. It lowers the barrier to entry.
It prevents that shelfware problem, you know, where you buy software and then feel guilty for not using it every month.
So let's wrap this up and look at the big picture. We started with the idea of content saturation and all the noise.
The digital chaos.
We looked at eSchool ERP as the infrastructure, the skeleton, and Auto Content API as the engine, the muscle. Mm-hmm. When you combine them, what do you actually get?
You get a shift in identity. The school stops being just an administrative center, a place where you go to file paperwork and get grades. It becomes a multimedia hub.
You are meeting the students and the parents where they actually live.
Which is on their phones and in their earbuds. You're turning the production bottleneck into a fire hose of engagement. You're making the school's knowledge accessible, bingeable, and personalized.
It's a shift from managing education to broadcasting education.
That's a great way to put it.
Now, before we go, I want to leave a listener with a thought from the sources that really stuck with me. They mention the agentic web.
This is the frontier.
Right. The idea is that in the near future, AI agents, not humans, will be the ones reading your website to answer questions.
Exactly. When a parent asks their AI assistant, which school in the district has the best science program, the AI isn't guessing. It's looking for structured data.
So by using tools like Auto Content API to turn your messy circulars into structured FAQs, audio transcripts, and video summaries, you aren't just teaching your students.
You are training the future search engines to recommend your school as the authority.
It raises the question,
Are schools ready to optimize for machines as well as minds? Because if you aren't structured for the agents, you might just be invisible.
And in the saturated world, invisible is the worst place to be.
That is all we have for this deep dive. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you in the next one.